welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show. Today we're going to talk about plucking up the courage to get out there and meet new people face to face. Now, that can be intimidating, okay, for a variety of reasons. We all have our own personal reasons why we don't get out there and do that, but today we're going to talk about trying to get over some of that and actually getting into the swing of things. Now, there are a couple of ways you can get out there and meet people of the lifestyle. One of the best ways I find to take out the mystique, to get rid of some of the fear of people, is to go to a munch. Now, a munch is a gathering of people in the lifestyle where they get together in a public slash vanilla place and they just hang out, seeing each other with their clothes on, you know, what they look like in everyday situations. And usually they'll meet at like a restaurant or a club or anywhere really that the group decides they want to meet. And you come there, and you come either alone or you come with your partner, and everyone's dressed, fully clothed. They basically have coffee, eat some food, chit-chat, just basically kind of get to know each other. You know, these are the people that are in your community. These are the people that are in your area, and they are there for the same reason that you are there. They want to socialize with other kinky people. So there's another way that they do this. You can also go to a play party. Now, a munch and a play party are different. At a play party, you actually go watch other people play, or you can play as well. Each venue slash event has its own rules as to what you can and cannot do at their event. So if you happen to go to a play party that's in someone's home, then usually they'll have house rules or whatever. I find that private in the home type play parties are a little bit different than public play parties. The public play parties have a lot more rules. You have a lot more strangers. People don't really know each other. It's hard to say. It's just kind of a, everybody wants to play or see play happening, but, you know, you don't know these people personally. So there's a lot more rules. Just for the sheer fact that you have to worry about fluid transfer, et cetera, you want to make sure, you know, there's rules to make sure that the equipment is clean, that you clean up after yourself, et cetera. You can come there and you can wear nothing at all. Or you can have on, that's where you wear all your FET gear. Like I said, each, check with your venue host because they will have rules and regulations as to what you can or cannot do at their event. My first public play party was at a New Year's Eve Dark Angel's Lair. They call it NYE Doll in London, Ontario. And it's run by a gentleman named Dark Angel. And this venue was recommended to us by some friends of ours that we met on FetLife. We had met Uncle Nasty and Judalicious. And we had met them on Fet, and they were just like a mother and a father. They were the sweetest people ever, just very good, down-to-earth folks. And they had a dungeon mastered at this place. Now, a dungeon master is a person that walks around the event making sure that all the rules are being followed. Not like dungeon Nazis or anything like that, but they are there for your protection, for your security, just to make sure that people are, number one, not perhaps interrupting your scene, or they're cleaning up after themselves. And they don't have eyes in a 360-degree circle around their heads. So these are the people that you can go to if you also notice that perhaps someone is not following the guidelines. And like I said, the guidelines are there to protect everyone, just so we don't share bodily fluids that we don't want to share, you know, and everybody can get my meaning on that. So dungeon masters are there for your protection, and they just kind of walk around like a, I would like to say like a security guard, but nicer, friendlier, and much better looking. So, Judalicious and Uncle Nasty frequently were dungeon masters for this event, and they said, hey, why don't you guys come along, and there's a little procedure to going to this type of event. You know, you have to pay and do some email things and et cetera, et cetera. And they have your real name, but it's all done privately. It's a privately done transaction. Your name is not shared with anyone or anything like that, but, you know, for our protection, so we know who's who and what's what, really. And so we went, and the first time we went in, it was kind of, wow, you know, just all these beautiful, lovely, kinky people just in various states of dress, all these toys, all these contraptions, you know, they had a medical playroom, they had fire cupping, they had a whipping post, they had just quite a few whipping posts, actually. They had quite a few things going on, and it was like eye candy. I was like, ooh, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. And what's awesome is that it's okay to stare. You know how you want to not stare and, like, show people their perspective privacy. Well, hey, that's why they're there. It's an exhibition, sort of. As long as you're not, you know, making noise or coming into the play area or anything, you can stand all out and around and just gawk. And that's what it was for me. It was eye candy, you know. So Master and I just sat around for a while, and we just soaked in all the visuals. You know, some things I had never seen before. So, like the fire cupping, I had heard of it, but I had never seen it done. And this gentleman was doing this, and he was just taking like little jars, and I don't know exactly what he was dipping some stuff with, some stuff, and then some fire was involved. And then it kind of like suction cup to the lady's back. And he would slide them around, twist them around, put them on the bottoms of her feet. He had them everywhere, you know. And some of it looked perhaps painful. Maybe her whimper was a whimper of pleasure, or maybe it was a whimper of pain. I'm not exactly sure, but there was whimpering involved. And when he finished, she had quite a few little round circles from where it was. It was red, not black and blue or nothing like that, but just like, you know, red, like if someone had suction cupped a little circle on you. And I thought that was pretty awesome, you know, just because we got to see so many things up close, live, and in the flesh. They had, what else did I see while I was there that I found totally awesome? It was awesome. They had like a little cage area for, they had like a little kennel for like puppy play or whatever. And it was so cute. As you know, one lady had put her pet inside there, and he was in there. And, you know, just the outfits. Oh my gosh. People really did it up and had their outfits on. And, you know, you just look and you say, ooh, leather. Ooh, latex. Heels. You know, and it was just a great time. And the fact that it was New Year's Eve, on top of that, it was just extraordinarily fun. Of course, you cannot stand there and watch all these people having pleasure and pain and all this fun, and you're just standing there watching. And I'm just like, ooh, I want to do it too. I want to do it. I want to do it. But on the other hand, I had not exactly came prepared. You know, Master and I had said that we were going to go. No expectations. We were just going to go and observe. Because I, at the time, I had all these possible notions in my head. I didn't know exactly what to expect. So I just did not think that we would participate in anything. So, but I got that urge. You know how you, I don't know how it is for you guys, but when I see play happening and then I see it live in the flesh, and you have sights and smells and sounds, and oh, it was like I got a contact high. It was like, I want some, please, please, please. So my master was like, well, we didn't bring anything. So I was just like, could you please ask Uncle Nasty if he would flog me, please? You know, I don't know, someone needed to be spanked, and it needed to be me. So, Uncle Nasty was very obliging and very gracious, and he flogged me. Well, actually, he took me through a series of different instruments and implements, because I guess once they got me up on a post, I guess Master must have said something, because we went from thumpers to floggers to other instruments. They just had a good time working my ass over. I think it lasted like 50 minutes or so. I don't know. That's what I hear. It was something towards that amount. But I must say, he tore my ass up. I will say that, because my master, you know, he does it, but he has a lighter hand, I guess. I don't know what to say. Like, Uncle Nasty just opened up a can of whoop ass on it. And, you know, he started off slow. He warmed it up. He did everything. He got it all to the happy place. But he was, I could feel that he was heavier handed than my master. But it was all good. I took it like a trooper. Like I said, I took a trip to the happy place. I was great. And then, oh my God, this is what happens when dominants get around other dominants. They learn little tricks from each other. I don't know. There was this little tracing wheel. That's all I can describe it as. I don't know what it is. It's like a stick, and then it has a little circular thing with like little spikes or little, it looks like an old-fashioned tracing wheel that you use on tracing paper when you sew. Well, after he put my ass to a highly sensitive red and raw state, he proceeded to show Master how to take this thing and roll it up my ass. That made me want to climb that post with my teeth. I don't know how to say it, but that thing just set those nerve fibers on end. And you want to see somebody trying to claw up a slippery, smooth, shellacked wooden post. I was trying, with their hands tied to it, I was trying to get up that thing. And all I could do was just whimper, because that, I don't know what it was about that. But, oh my gosh, it sent me going. And I must say that it was such a great time, really, had by everyone. They don't allow pictures or anything like that, so your privacy is protected. And any good venue really should have rules about, you know, people taking pictures, because you wouldn't want to have that. And as I said, we are a good group of people, and we really try not to do things to each other that we wouldn't want done to ourselves. So it's a great thing. It's kind of a, you just had to be there to see it kind of thing, because there won't be any pictures or video of it. So I am all for, I think it's, you should at least go to a play party or two for your experience. You know, I'm always talking about, you got to get the experience. You got to become a more well-rounded person in that area of your life. And just go to one, you know. Make a plan. Take a friend with you if you must. Singles are welcome to these events. But if you don't have the courage to go alone, then take a friend with you. A kink-friendly friend. And go check it out. You don't have to, by all means, you do not have to be like I was. I would say, be prepared. Because basically, I stripped down. I had on nice lingerie underneath, like nice undies. But that's all I had on. I just had on undies. I stripped off my clothes, got up there with my undies on. And you know, you're like, oh my God, you were naked in front of all those strange people. Well, number one, you're aware of these people for one quick moment. And number two, they're half-dressed too. And there's a lot more tits and ass being shown than what mine's were. Okay, but they haven't seen my body naked. That's true. They had not seen my body naked. But in all actuality, you know, with your pictures on Fed, with, you know, how much more of it are they not going to see? You know, tits are tits, ass is ass. Come on, you know. They're not particular. They are probably staring at your tits and your ass, and they probably are saying how good it looks or whatever. But they're not there to judge you in that way. You know, some people just are there. They let it all hang out. And I'm going to say there were larger women than me there, and there were smaller women than me there, and then there were people that were just like me there. So, you know, the fact that I had had three children, you know, and I had a mummy tummy, you know, that was my biggest thing at first about public play, because I didn't want to show the ravages of time. But the ravages of time has ravaged many, many people there. So you're not alone. And it's all about how you feel about yourself, and it's all about how you present yourself. And like I said, this is a great group of people, and they were not even, no one made you feel uncomfortable or anything in that of that nature. So I felt comfortable enough to strip down to my undies and go for it. I know in future I will come prepared, you know, just having our own toys and our own things that we like, that's fine. And I guess it also gave me a high because I knew people were watching, and that kind of sent it to another level. I didn't even know I had an exhibitionistic streak in myself, but I don't know. It was kind of hot that, you know, all these other guys and gals were watching me and they were getting moist. I don't know. I am not, like I said, I'm not an exhibitionist by nature, but hey, it all just kind of blended together to become some hot, super sexy thing for me. And getting back to regular munches. So, like I said, maybe you want to go to a regular munch first, okay, before you go jumping out into a play party. Maybe you want, like I said, my recommendation would be to go to a munch and meet everyone as they are truly every single day as far as in their everyday streetwear. You know, that way you can find out, you read their profiles of some of the people that's going to be there or who are in that group. And talk, you know, just have coffee and talk. My group, we meet at a restaurant and we get together once a month and we eat and talk. And what have you guys been doing and what are you doing? And in between time, we chit chat with each other in our group. We've done a couple things. We've met in a restaurant. We've met at the beach in the summertime. Last summer, we got together and met at the beach. So they don't always take place in a single place. But like I was saying before, private play parties usually can take place in someone's home. And in that situation, usually people are only going to invite people into their home that they know. So, you know, the rules may be a little bit more relaxed because everyone there kind of knows each other. And maybe you're the new guy, but generally you've been brought by or invited. You've either been brought by someone who's close to the host, or you are known to the host and they have invited you to come by. So it's quite smaller most times and much more intimate. So pick your venue well. I say check out some of these sites that we talked about in the last episode. Find out where things are going on. Plug in and connect with others, you know, through the internet. And then write it down in your diary. Make plans to get out and do things and go do it. Start living this life, you know. My life has grown so much when I got up off the computer screen and got out in the real world and started doing the things that I fantasized about. And I'm telling you, it does oodles and oodles for you. Your confidence, your self-esteem, your sexuality, everything just starts to change because it's like you blossom. It's like you are a bud and then you just blossom. And that's what I'm about. And that's why I love this, because I love to see people blossom. So that's all for today. I thank you so much for listening to the show, and I'll see you again next time. You have been listening to Subspace with His Lil Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again next time.